After a major delay, hundreds of farm workers from Mexico are now making their way to the Northwest. A computer glitch crippled the U.S. visa system, and that included a guest worker program that Northwest farmers increasingly rely on. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Buses sat on the U.S. side of the Tijuana border, ready to shuttle workers north. Workers sat in hotels, waiting for a final stamp on their visa. They'd already waited 2 weeks. But finally, on Tuesday, it looked like all systems are go, and hundreds of seasonal workers will arrive at Washington Farms this week. Dan Fazio is with the Washington Farm Labor Association. It coordinates this guest worker program for several local farms. He says this delay has cost growers.
Cherries don't get picked, or apples don't get thinned, or vegetables don't get picked, and that's kind of the way it goes.
And he says the delay has cost workers.
The workers in Washington State make as much in 1 month as they make in a full year as a farm worker in Mexico. So they really rely on this.
This year, Washington growers are set to bring up about 10,000 guest workers. That's more than triple the number from 2011. A technical problem that began in early June halted visa entries to the U.S. The problem is mostly fixed, and the feds prioritize visas for this backlog of farm workers. Fazio has hit snags with this federal program before. He says the country needs immigration reform to create a better system.
We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the workers, to give them the dignity of legal presence.
Immigration reform remains a controversial issue. Despite the glitches with the guest worker program, Fazio says growers still support it. And with a labor shortage, they don't have much other choice. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.